Welcome back to Warp Reacts. We're doing another Grinch song in our little mini contest of who does the best Grinch song. We already listened to Small Town Titans, and now we're going to listen to the Pentatonics. But first, if we could ask you to please like, comment, and subscribe. It's a free way to help us. If you'd like to join our Patreon channel, we have exclusive content there. That would be really cool if you could join that. That'd be great. Also, we do a live show every Sunday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's going to include Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So, without further ado. Well, we didn't have any shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Brooms.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. And you're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
Well, I already like the fact that Matt is not doing the high end.
Yeah.
That he has in the last couple that we've seen him in.
Yeah.
And he's actually in the spot where he should be, which is in the lower registers. Now, yeah. I realize he's not doing super deep bass here, but I do hear, I know that somebody backs him up sometimes when he's not doing bass. And I want to say
that it's probably Scott.
I want to say that it's Scott.
Probably Scott. Because Scott's a tenor, isn't he? Technically a tenor? Yeah.
Yes.
So get a little down there.
Pretty sure it's not Kirsten.
No. I would be willing to go out on that very thin branch with you that it's probably not her.
All right. Here we go. So far, I'm liking it.
Yeah?
Mr. Grinch. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stink, stank, stink, stunk.
I think they're actually really having fun with this one.
I think they are having
a blast. I definitely think Matt is having a good time with this.
Yeah. Well, this is his song.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, they're all singing with him, but he's rocking this song.
Yeah. And KO, of course, sounds like an actual drum.
Sure.
So, drum set, so.
Yeah.
Even I can agree with that.
Yeah.
I like that little thing that, like, with all of them that kind of went through.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what he says at the end of that.
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew. Actually, at first I looked up to see if one of you had said it. I was like,
"Yeah,
no."
Which one of you said that? And we were all doing this, so it wasn't any of us.
Mr. Grinch, you're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse. Mr. Grinch, you're a toadstool sandwich. Sauce. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch.
You're the king of sinful sauce. Your hearts are dense tomato spots with moldy purple dots. Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of the most deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up in... Tangled up nuts, Mr. Grinch. Grinch.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure Scott was doing the backup on the on the bass notes.
Yeah, I saw his mouth moving, saying actual words instead of just boops and bops. So yeah,
You described that. The boops and the bops.
Boops and bops. Bops and boops. Boops and
very
bops.
Very technical.
Hey.
Bada bing, bada bang, you know?
Exactly. I enjoyed that one. It was very bubbly, though.
Yeah? Yes. And well,
I know that's their style. That's why I'm not trying to come down on their style or anything. That's just how they are. That's just the way they sing. And I love the way that they sing. I love the harmonies and the bounce offs and everything and everything. But I was a little bubbly for a Grinch song.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't mean enough.
Yeah.
It was very pretty. As always, they're incredible vocalists. And you can't tell that there's actually no drums.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy. It's very impressive, but I feel like it wasn't dirty enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with
it
you.
Wasn't,
on that.
It wasn't low down like the Grinch.
Yeah.
This like, was, you know,
Grinch is an evil guy. He's supposed to sound like, you know, when the Emperor shows up from Star Wars, like it's supposed to sound evil. Well, he doesn't become a good guy till the end.
I know. But I do remember that I remember the cartoon. Yes. He was a bad guy. I don't know if I would go as far as Darth Sidious, pal.
Took the Christmas from the Who's. Yeah, how much more evil can you get?
He gave it back.
Go ahead, Ogre. Go ahead, Ogre.
I like it. I enjoyed it. I know what you're saying about it wasn't dark enough, but I really enjoyed that they were enjoying themselves.
Oh, yes. I'm not. To the people that are commenting, that are going to comment, I enjoy the Pentatonix. I enjoy them immensely. I do.
Well, the Pentatonix
are amazing.
Pentatonix.
The Pentatonix are amazing.
I enjoy
the PTXs, Pentaholics, all you guys. I love this group. There's an amazing group.
Yeah. You're the one that brought this group to us.
This song didn't hit to me the same as their other songs have. And that's not taking any away from any of their talents or abilities or anything. This was just too... This is supposed to be a... The Grinch.
Well, you and I are definitely on the opposite side of the spectrum here because I felt like it hit just like every other one of their songs.
It happens. So, can't agree on everything.
That's true. Please, like, comment, and subscribe.
Jersey, what did you think?
I thought Jersey said something.
He did. Yeah, you did.
What?
No.
Dutch, what'd you say?
Anyway. No, I liked the performance.
No, yeah.
Stuff like that. The one thing I will say, is I have a little issue with one of the lyrics that he said.
Okay.
Instead of saying dung heap, he actually said dump heap.
Oh. Yeah. Just, they cleaned it up?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it was a bad word.
Well, dung is closer to than dump heap.
And to me, it was like you had me, and then it was like, oh, really?
One word.
Right. It was like, and it sounds silly, but it was like, that's part of the song. Yeah. Right. It's
you are some nitpicky motherfuckers.
Okay, calm down.
But I mean, overall, like, you know, the performance is good. They had a lot of fun with it, which we always see. They have a lot of fun with their stuff. It just, for me, it didn't do it for me.
Well,
all right. Well, I'm nowhere near as far off the plank as he is. I'm just saying.
Not much does it for you, Jersey. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Ignore that Jersey said any of those things because he's a big dung heap himself.
Oh my God.
He's a dump heap.
If you would like, you can check us out on Patreon where we have exclusive content there. And please join us 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. We do a live show, including Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. On to the next one.
Ah.